Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's installment of NFL Fantasy, Who's Hot, Who's Not. We're entering week 7, and right now, as owners, we have a pretty good idea of what team we have on our hands, but we need to make those key additions and those key subtractions to go the extra distance, so let me get right to it. So I've got two running backs at the top of my Who's Not list, and I'm going to start off with Steven Jackson of the St. Louis Rams, who's only rushed for 323 yards this season on 89 attempts, and has zero touchdowns. Yeah, that's a goose egg. And what's worse is he has a rookie in Daryl Richardson who's breathing down his neck and who's going to absorb some of the carries. So Steven Jackson, who's had a career that's been defined by being the workhorse of the team, that's no longer the case. That's in jeopardy. And he only has 41 points in Yahoo leagues. So it's not someone you want to drop from your team, obviously, since he has that cachet. But if you have a right buyer and they're offering you something that can help your team out, I wouldn't be afraid to do that trade. It's just he's a victim of circumstance. He's got a capable backup running back who's starting to get more carries. And based on 6 games, it's not looking good for Steven Jackson owners. So my verdict is trade him while you can. My second running back is Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, the running back known as the Law Firm, but he's only rushed for 362 yards, only has 2 touchdowns, and is yet to break the 100-yard rush barrier. And he also has 3 fumbles on the year, and that's not been the defining characteristic of Law Firm's career because he never really fumbles. He's having a bit of an off season, and I say trade him now because the next three weeks aren't that great for him. He's playing Pittsburgh, who has the 10th ranked rush defense. Then he's got a bye, of course, which you obviously have to deal with. And then he plays Denver, and they've got a great they can stop the run with Dumervil and, of course, Von Miller. And then he has the New York Giants, who are starting to play pretty well on defense. So Ben Jarvis, throw his name around. People are still going to go after him because he's the feature back for the Bengals, but I don't see a whole lot of value here going onwards. Now we go to my Who's Hot list, and I have tight end Kyle Rudolph leading the way, who has 5 touchdowns in 5 games. He doesn't have a whole lot of yards on the season. He only has 225, and his highest receiving yard performance was 67 against Jacksonville, but he gets you touchdowns, or at least he has been doing so for the past 6 weeks. He's a favorite red zone target of quarterback Christian Ponder, and he's actually been a pretty big reason why they're doing so well. So Kyle Rudolph, he's owned in 81% of Yahoo leagues. He has a total of 54 points. He might not be available, but if you're in an 8-team league where there's still a lot of depth, you know, take a look at him. I think he's a serviceable tight end. And finally, on my Who's Hot list is wide receiver Josh Gordon of the Cleveland Browns, who has 274 receiving yards, 3 touchdowns, and he's actually leading the way for the Cleveland Browns in touchdowns with 3 and receiving yards with 274. Obviously, when you're adding someone from the Cleveland Browns, you take it with a grain of salt. They're 1-5 for a reason. But besides owning Trent Richardson, I think Josh Gordon is a good pickup. He had a 30% change in ownership this week, and he has a total of 45 Yahoo points. He has a great matchup, not this week against the Indianapolis Colts, since they've been defending the pass pretty well, but against the Chargers the week after, who have a pretty Swiss cheese defense. And then afterwards, he plays the Baltimore Ravens, who are still without Ray Lewis and Ladarius Webb. So those are my two Who's Hot pickups of the week. Thanks for tuning in, and catch my next week's installment. Thank you.